Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Roby, and this is our call to worship and praise. Today we celebrate praising God for His marvelous gift of salvation. Heavenly Father, as we come into your presence today in prayer, the words that come quickly to my lips are an expression of my heart. Lord, how can I say thanks for the things you have done for me? Things so undeserved, yet you gave to prove your love for me. The voices of a million angels could not express my gratitude. All that I am and ever hope to be, I owe it all to Thee. So to You, Almighty God, my Creator and Savior, be the glory both now and forever. God, we're gathered in your name today in order to praise and thank you for the priceless and perfect gift of salvation. Being saved by your grace alone. Absolutely not by our works. Allow us to worship at your feet, meditating on you and your boundless love. Through your Spirit, Lord, give us self-control in order to block out distractions so that we may hear, really hear what you have for us during this time set aside for praise and worship. Amen.
for all the things that you've done for me. Things so undeserved, yet you gave to prove your love to me. And the voices of a million angels did not express my gratitude. All that I am and ever hope to be,
we'll be right back.
You are listening to Call to Worship. Please invite your friends to join us each week at this same time. And to learn more about this ministry online, go to calltoworship.us. When you visit the Call to Worship website, you can listen to previous programs and see a playlist of songs included in today's program. You'll also find devotional readings, our statement of faith, and many other resources. Our website also allows you to safely and conveniently make a contribution to this ministry. That address is calltoworship.us. The Call to Worship ministry is also active on Facebook and Twitter. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program. Thank you for your letters, your generosity, and faithful support. When you write, be sure to include the call letters of this station, if you would. Your tax-deductible donation can be sent to Call to Worship, P.O. Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Once again, Call to Worship, P.O. Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501.
Touch the ground, cry, Jesus saves,
Jesus saves.
The world of sin rejoiced to hear that sound,
Jesus saves,
Jesus saves. Pierced his side, cried,
Jesus saves, Jesus saves.
The message of his arms stretched open wide, cried,
Jesus saves, Jesus saves.
Pardoned, full, and free. All because
chimes of time ring out the news, another day is through. Someone slipped and fell. Was that someone you? You may have longed for added strength, your courage to renew. Do not be disheartened, I have news for you. It is no secret what God can do, what He's done for others, He'll do for you. With arms wide open, He'll pardon you. It is no secret what God can do. There is no night, for in His light you'll never walk alone. You'll always feel at home wherever you may roam. There is no power can conquer you while God is on your side. Take Him at His promise, don't run away and hide. It is no secret what God can do, what He's done for others, He'll do for you. With arms wide open, He'll pardon you. It is no secret what God can do.
God's plan of salvation is the good and perfect gift.
Shall be His in the glory. The end of broken dreams.
saved. Becoming a Christian is vitally important to your eternal destiny. Let's take a few moments to think about our salvation. One of the reasons that God has provided His Word, the Bible, is to let you know how He loves you and has prepared a way for you to enjoy heaven with Him forever. From the Call to Worship website, you can find our statement of faith that includes the following, and I quote, "We believe that salvation is the gift of God by grace through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, whose blood was shed for the forgiveness of our sins, that this salvation is the possession of those who, by faith, accept Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. We believe that there is no other way of salvation." End of quote. The Bible is our instruction manual for life. Here are just a few of the passages for us to consider as we look into God's Word. For those of us who already have a relationship with Him, let these words be an exciting reminder of what He has provided to you. First, realize that God loves you. John 3:16. "For this is how God loved the world. He gave His one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in Him will not perish, but have eternal life. God sent His Son into the world not to judge the world, but to save the world through Him. There is no judgment against anyone who believes in Him, but anyone who does not believe in Him has already been judged for not believing in God's one and only Son." There's the sin problem. Everyone is a sinner, and that sin has a price that must be paid. God is holy. He does not and cannot cohabit with sin. So, in order for us to be where He is, our sin must be blotted out, taken away from us as far as the east is from the west. Jesus Christ, God, in human flesh, paid the penalty for your sin. Romans 3, we are made right with God by placing our faith in Jesus Christ. And this is true for everyone who believes, no matter who we are. For everyone has sinned. We all fall short of God's glorious standard. Romans 5, God showed His great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. And since we have been made right in God's sight by the blood of Christ, He will certainly save us from God's condemnation. The gospel is good news. The Apostle Paul described the gospel to the church in Corinth, 1 Corinthians 15. "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received, and wherein you stand, by whom also you are saved. I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins, according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day, according to the Scriptures." When you believe and decide to accept God's gift of salvation, here's an example of what your conversation with God might include. "Heavenly Father, I know that I am a sinner. There is nothing I can do to save myself. I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross to pay the penalty for my sin. I believe that Jesus rose again from the grave according to the Scriptures. I ask You to forgive me of my sin and come into my heart. I'm trusting You and You alone to take me to heaven when I die. Thank You for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." From Romans 10, "For the Scripture says, everyone who believes in Him will not be put to shame. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." And Ephesians 2, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God." And now, friend, it's time to grow. You've begun a relationship with God, also referred to as being born again into His family. Invest time in His Word. Allow Him to show you what His purpose is for you. As your Heavenly Father, He will direct your steps. Proverbs 3, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek His will in all you do, and He will show you which path to take. Friend, if you're a Christian, saved, enjoying a personal relationship with God, your Savior, then rejoice in your salvation. If you do not yet have that confidence, then I ask you to consider this invitation to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved.
Have you a heart that's weary, tending the load of care? Are you a soul that's seeking rest from the burden you bear? Do you know, my Jesus?
That's what you've got to do.
Open
the door. Because there is a Savior standing tonight at the door of your heart. He's longing to enter. Don't you dare let him, don't let him depart, no, because he has patiently, kindly been there. Standing there waiting for you. You must. open up the door. Can't you see the Savior standing knocking at the door of your heart? You must open up the door. Can't you hear Jesus calling you right now? Oh, but you must. That's what you've got to do. You've got to open up. You've got to open up. Tonight, won't you decide that you're gonna open up the door, open up the door.
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken, and in song, as we focused on His perfect plan of salvation for us. Indeed, by His grace, and because of His love for us, it is the greatest gift in all of space and time. It's my prayer that this time has been a meaningful part of your worship today. Please take just a moment to write to us. Our address is Call to Worship, P.O. Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And friend, if you're listening and interested in learning more about God and how to obtain more fulfillment in your life, talk to a local pastor. God loves you so much that He sent His Son Jesus into this world to give you new life. Christ can give fulfillment and purpose in your life and help fill your heart and mind with healthy thoughts that will bring about kind and loving actions. God's Word makes it clear that there are many good things available from Him, but the greatest is His love. If you have made a decision today, please let us know. By mail to Call to Worship, P.O. Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Or contact us through our website, calltoworship.us. You'll find many tools to help you grow and where you'll find more information about our ministries. And you can make your tax-deductible donation safely and securely right there. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, from Romans 10, for the Scripture says, everyone who believes in Him will not be put to shame, for everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And Ephesians 2, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God.
Jesus is called.